Hello, it's the 26th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An 18-month pollinator paradise initiative is assisting nature along the Bedford segments of the River Great Ouse. The project, managed by the Environment Agency, has introduced a rich variety of shrubbery, wildflowers, new bird boxes and bee hotels. The long-term goal is to make the future sustainable, providing the environment with more flexibility in the face of upcoming climate changes. The Waterways Workforce Manager for the Environment Agency, Matt Yellop, stated, "It's very pleasing to see people enjoying the explosion of colour and increased wildlife." Bedford Council received £288,000 to spend on English lessons for people who don't speak it as their main language. Councillor Graham Coombs, Conservative Group leader, said it should help sweep away the language barriers and open up education and job opportunities, as well as access to essential services. Big names will terrify Bedford from the 29th to the 31st of October at Great Meadow. The Halloween Town Festival arrives for the weekend, where Craig David and other DJs will appear. Numerous music artists, including Majestic and David Rodigan, will also be performing. The event, packed with music and entertainment, is expected to draw 15,000 guests. A former Beds police detective whose heart stopped for 10 minutes after a heart attack has been named Slimming World's Man of the Year 2021. Ken McLeod weighed 23 stone but lost 9 in just a year after surviving the incident on his wedding anniversary. Well done, Ken. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.